Last time on Beyond First Level, my friend Darlin fell into the sewers, and I tried to find somebody to help, but no one believed me. And then I ran into these people into the Squirrel and the Dragon Tavern. This group, they believed me. They said they'd help if I showed them where, so I took him to the sewer where he fell. They almost didn't believe me, but then they did. So they went in and almost had to fight a gelatinous cube, but decided they didn't want to, so flipped the switch again. They did run into an ethereal bunny whose life had been full of pain and regret. Wanting his last moments to be of battle, they fought and defeated it. With that, Darlin came out. He must have gotten swept up by the current and hid from the bunny, but they saved him. They saved my friend. We owe you guys so much. Thank you for saving him. We learned never to lie about being in danger again, that's for sure. Thank you. And we are off. Okay, so, hello, everyone, the four of you and anybody that's listening.
Hi.
This is Beyond First Level, a D&D podcast where me and some of my friends play Dungeons & Dragons. And with the current situation, we are no longer sitting at the same table, so I'm staring at four empty chairs, which is very sad, but it's okay, because I can hear all of you over the internet. We will go around and introduce ourselves. We will introduce ourselves in the order of your initials in the rain. I think that'll be easier just so we don't have everybody talking over each other or anything. So if the first initial of the rain wants to get us started, he can whenever. We don't have the questions like we did the previous episodes before. We are currently rolling a D20 and you will tell me the outcome.
My name is Will Dentler. I play Riku Yukiri, who is a human warlock that is a Hexblade warrior for the Raven Mother, and I'm literally just rolling a d20.
Mm-hmm. Five. No mods, no nothing. Five. All right. Next.
Hey, I'm Cesar Garcia. I play Eris Bimera, Asimir Paladin, and one.
One. Oh, all right. Well, you don't know what I'm going off of. Last time we had a one, last time we had a high number, so who knows? Next.
I am Kelly O'Brien. I play Ishi, who is a barbarian fighter, Earth Genasi guy, and he's stupid, and he rolled a six.
Okay, cool. Six. Well, numbers. Not bad. Everybody is super low.
Thank you, guys. My name is Samantha. I play Nadia Lachlan, the Yuanti Arcane Trickster Rogue. And I rolled a three.
All right. So.
Hell yeah.
Our winner is, in fact, Ishi, who rolled the only even number.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
Unstoppable.
Stipulation, anybody who rolled an even number would have got this. So, Ishi, you are actually only one and only. So, you will get the... I think you won last week also. So, you know how it works. You get an extra d20. Basically, yeah. You just get to add a luck die. You can re-roll it for anything. You can roll attack rolls, skill checks. I even will make a new thing that I hadn't said before. If you roll a one on your damage roll and so feel that you want to re-roll a damage roll, you can. Any dice that you roll in this episode, you can re-roll it. You can only do it once, though.
I like how the guy that has luck dice won two weeks
keeps running them. Yes.
You shut your face.
I'm a real bastard.
But whenever you get the chance, if you so choose, I think you're out of luck die at the moment.
I sure am.
But if you long rest, you know you get them back. So,
right.
That is everyone here at Beyond First Level. Besides me, my name is David, the Dungeon Master. I try to control everything, but normally end up just messing everything up. So we will go from there. Does anyone have any updates that they need to talk about? Want to talk about?
Nope.
I haven't gotten sick yet. Life's
pretty boring.
I haven't gotten sick yet, which is good. Hopefully everybody out there is staying safe with all this virus stuff going around. You're just, you know, self-quarantining, you're social distancing, whatever you need to do to not get sick out there is great. As you can tell, we are not sitting next to each other because of all of this. We're trying our best to keep all of us safe and healthy. You should do the same. That's really the only update, but obviously that's a pretty obvious update on the current situation everybody knows about. So without further ado, I will give you guys a little recap because I know we had paused for a good long while on playing with everything going on. We took a big break, so you might be all a little rusty. I know the three of you besides Riku might be a little caught up since we tested last week and Riku couldn't make it. So you all made your way recently to the City of Eden after Nadia made her wishes and they took effect. One being the Yuan-Ti were no longer assholes to humanoids. And the second being the Rain was no longer wanted criminals. So you made your way to Eden, got there looking for Rahas, better known as Roth. And he wasn't there anymore. You talked to a guard, and the guard said that he had an accident and left the city in quite a big hurry. You stopped at Eris's temple. He talked around. Nadia found out that one of the paladins there, her brother, was up near Humwick, and she wanted to check if he was okay. She didn't really give you a mission, but just like, well, if you're up there, go ahead and check him out. So unofficial side quest, but, you know, side quest nonetheless. After that, Riku and Ishii went to a store trying to look for some supplies. Ishii just dominated a phase spider, not even giving it a chance or Riku a chance to do anything.
You're goddamn right.
And you all met back up and went to the Squirrel and the Dragon Tavern. While there, last week, Riku wasn't here, so he just kind of stayed at the tavern and chilled. But the three of you helped a crying boy who lost his friend. He was telling the truth. His friend fell in the sewer. You rescued him, and you made your way back to the tavern, which is where you all still currently sit. Just in case that episode wasn't clear enough or we weren't able to post it, but I think it was good enough to post. So that'll be last week's episode. Riku, do you have any questions since you weren't here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just, I didn't know if...
I mean, we're just picking that back at the tavern, right?
Yes. So for you, you stayed sitting at that seat in the tavern the whole time. One, because you weren't here and I didn't want to control you, but your character thought the boy was lying since everybody in the tavern said that he was prone to cry dire wolf. You didn't believe him and you wanted to just sit there. So you stayed sitting. So you stayed sitting there since you weren't there. I made you a tad of a jerk.
That's fine. I had Easter stuff to do.
Yes. But you all are sitting at the tavern. And it is about six, seven o'clock at night. It's the sunset is happening currently. And we pick back up. So anybody can take us away if they so choose.
So what are we doing?
You all are sitting at that tavern. You've already eaten. You ate right before the boy came in to disturb you all. Not really disturb you all, but before the boys cries for help. So you guys are pretty full on dinner-wise. But after that, there's really nothing so much to do. I remember you guys talking about rooms. I don't know if you did so or not. I remember you got the boys a room.
I thought we were
backed.
I thought we were going to wait to go into the rich district at the yeah. guard shift. Was that going to be in the morning or what time
of
day?
I think that's what we have to talk about right now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's what I am leading you guys to do right now.
Did either of you mention the girl's brother gone though? Question mark.
Yeah, I brought it up.
Because I definitely would have jumped on that if you said anything. I just didn't think you did, though, so I didn't feel it was my place to bring it up.
I'm not sure if Nadia did or not.
It's queued up in our side quest menu.
I thought we had a couple reasons to go over there, because I thought that's the way that Roth went also. So we'd be going up to him and following up a side quest, because everybody knows you got to do the side quest before you beat the boss.
Well, yeah.
First off, are we still planning on going through the upper gates tonight?
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to go.
If it's for shops, wouldn't they all be closed? Or do you just want to get into the districts at night?
Well, Ishii said it would be easier to get into the district in the evening. The guards up there are a little bit more lax. And then we could possibly stay in there for the night and shop in the morning.
And then set off after that.
Or we can sleep now until like 4 a.m. Head over there, sneak in, wait until the sun comes up, buy some stuff, and head out.
I mean, the inns there might be nicer. It wouldn't hurt to go see. Maybe they have the more expensive ales and wines and liquors.
None of that really interests me, but I suppose. And Ishii, before I forget, I wanted to apologize about what happened at the BMV, I'll call it, with getting up to these points. I didn't realize what you were doing until I had already disguised myself and walked up. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Oh, you're cool.
I was going to ask if we were going to ignore that whole stunt with Roth being Roth and everything. Where did that come from?
Yeah, it was just a good idea that we could actually have our names on the passports rather than stealing them.
Just because it worked doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Our names are on them. It'd be better than having Joe Schmo actually walking up to us and saying that's his passport and having a valid ID.
There are no bad ideas.
Exactly.
I went to high school with a Joe Schmo.
I guess I'm just worried about the attention that whole scene might have brought to our faces since we weren't under any disguise.
Well, no one knows who we are anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Hopefully.
I guess you're right about that.
So we go now or go at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it's only the evening, so we can either sit here and wait or we can go to sleep and then go. It's up to you guys.
It's up to you guys.
If we only sleep until 4 or so, none of us are going to get a full night's rest.
Isn't that a full night's rest? That's like 8 hours, right?
Yeah, you get a full night's rest.
I just realized we're going to have to wait till 4 in the morning anyway, because the innkeeper, waiter, waitress person is cleaning my stuff.
Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Because I smell like shit. Right. Am I still wearing my bathrobe?
You are currently wearing
replacement clothes.
They offered you a set of traveler's clothes, just kind of shirt and pants to not just walk around in a robe in their inn where other patrons would be. If they're going to wash your things, they've given you a spare set of clothes. Very plain looking, just, you know, khaki pants and.
Well, I sound hideous.
Just a shirt.
All right. Are we all rooming? 2 rooms, 4 rooms, what? 3 rooms, and then 1 person bunk with us. What?
Let me go see what's available.
We'll do that. That's a good idea.
Okay. So one of you go up to the server that was helping you originally earlier with all the foods and with the boys. They mention that there are plenty of rooms available, more than enough for you all to have your own rooms, to have, you know, bunk rooms, doesn't really matter. For a four-person room, it would be one gold. A two-person room would run you up to three, and then a individual rooms are five gold apiece.
Five gold apiece.
I'm a little strapped for cash right now.
We can share a room, Aris.
Dope.
Yeah, you guys can share a room.
I will have my own room. I also pull out five gold.
How much is it for the double room?
The double room is three.
I pull out three gold.
Okay.
Thanks, you the best.
So,
thanks, Yuga Mama.
Oh, God.
So, Aris and Nadia will share a room. Riku and Ishii will get their own rooms to be by themselves. If you guys are going to go and take a long rest now, you can do so, and we can pick back up at 4 a.m. or anybody that wants to do anything or do anything, speak now.
I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. So then, the four of you do your nightly rituals. You are in an inn, in a tavern, so I only assume that...
We took showers.
What I was going to say. Sorry. Yeah, so no, you're good. So I only assume that since you are in a tavern in an inn where you actually have baths available and clothes washing available, you take advantage of the situation since they are few and far and few between when you guys are out and about sleeping at night on the outside or in a cave or, you know, wherever adventurers may lay their head. So you put your clothes out to be washed and to be clean for in the morning. You take your baths. You do all this. Long story short, you wake up fresh in more than one ways, rested and clean. Your clothes have been brought to you and are in a box that sits outside your rooms. So you get redressed again in fresh linens, fresh, you know, outfits. They have been washed. They smell of, we'll say, daisies or lavender, whatever scent you guys requested.
Lavender.
and you all are back to normal, but it is now 4 a.m. We fast traveled the night.
Awesome. And that is a long rest, so we get our spell slots back and whatever
else. Yes, anything you would get on a long rest, hit dice, all the goodies, you can mark to be back. That means, Ishii, you are up to four luck dice now with your extra one.
You're damn right.
Morning. Good morning, guys. I had a weird dream last night.
Whose idea was this?
Mine. So the plan is to go through the gates and just use these passports that we got, acting as ourselves.
Walk through, yep. Just like you belong there.
I think one of us should stick to doing the talking.
Who?
How I'm looking right now, I'd rather it not be me.
Well, I am a paladin, so maybe I can...
That always Greece. Goes well, but sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only one who knows somebody else in this town. And have a reason for being here that isn't suspicious. So.
Well, I mean, I really don't know them, but it's more of a, like, networking.
Have a reason. Connection.
I'm just good at networking.
So Aris is going to lead our group through the gates.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Onward.
Put on my shit, pack up my stuff. Let's go.
Yes. So as you head out the door, you guys all eat. Also, I will say that waking up, breakfast is also part of the normal rituals of things like that.
Yeah.
So you guys have your hearty fill of food and head off towards the gate. The gate is right close to the temple where you all, where Aeris went in. So you guys are aware of where this gate is. You start heading towards it and you can notice that the guards that are standing there are different from the guards that you had spoken with from before, the day before. So you are aware that they are different guards, whether that be the ones that were mentioned or completely different ones. Who knows? You walk right up to them because as the plan of you have passes and you walk up like you belong, no hiding, no sneaking, anything like that, and show them your passes.
Yeah, I want to do that thing where basically it's like going to the bars, but since it's popular, they have like a bouncer at the door, so you just have your ID ready. But I don't really say anything just yet.
Sure. So there's two guards, and unless you all want to go to one guard, you kind of separate and you know two v two to the guards. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Eric shows his badge. Riku shows his badge. Nadia shows hers. Ishii shows his. All of them kind of look at him for a second. You see him like looking, reading, and wave you through. Eris, you notice the one reading yours kind of stares at your badge for a little while and gives it back to you and gives you the okay to walk in.
Can I make an insight check on their reactions to our badges if they're picking up anything suspicious about them?
Boom. Sure, go ahead. Riku, you wanted to as well?
I'm doing it, school.
14.
Well, if Riku is also doing it, you can have advantage. But if he's not, then you don't.
Sure.
So advantage?
Yes.
Okay. 17.
Okay, so it helped a little bit. So as they're all looking at badges and this and that, nothing super catches your eye on them. They seem to just kind of look at them. They're looking, just reading over all the information on it and just hand it back. What does catch your eye is the same thing as you notice that the guard is looking at Eris's for a decent amount of time. Kind of looking at it, looking at him, looking back at the badge a little more than they did with the rest of you before he hands Eris back his badge. But that's the only thing that you necessarily pick up. As you all start walking past them and into the actual next district, the guard that was looking at Eris's badge turns around and speaks thus. Eris, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Are you Eris Bumera from Turtle Island, Honda's boy, correct?
Yes, of course.
Right, I thought I recognized that name. Sorry to catch you off guard. No need for alarm or anything of that nature. I thought I'd recognize the name. My name is Antus. I grew up on the village island just next to Turtle Island. I'd been to Turtle Island a couple of times. I met Hondar, very nice man. I remember meeting you when I think you were just a wee little boy. You've grown up a lot.
Do I know the island he's talking about?
You know that Turtle Island had plenty of surrounding islands that did have communities on them. yours was one of the only ones that had like such a distinct name. The rest of them were just known as the Radnia Islands. Yours was the only one that had a specific name, so.
Well, no way. And I go to offer a handshake to him.
So you turn around and give him a handshake. Well, it's nice to see that you've made it away from the island life. Especially seeing as, you know, everything that's been going on. See, you have your shiny armor. Seems you've made quite well for yourself. Do want to show you my condolences, you know, on what happened to the islands recently and then the pirates and all.
He's caught me off guard. I'm like, pirates in the islands? This is new news for me.
You didn't hear? Oh, well, my apologies for kind of bringing stuff so suddenly on you. I thought you would have heard. About a month ago, it seemed that the Radnia Islands, and specifically Turtle Island, was being plagued by pirates. In the vicinity, they seem to have set up shop close to Turtle Island, seeing as how there was a rumor going around that Turtle Island held magic. They wanted to take it for themselves, but it was a good thing that Roth himself went down to the islands to save them personally. He is a great head of the guard and did quite well saving the islands.
When did he go down there?
Oh, well, I know the attacks were happening about a month or so ago, maybe a month or two, that he went down there and took care of them quickly. Good thing, too, we didn't lose any men in the onslaught of the pirates. I know the islands took a couple of casualties, but Roth ended up saving the day. Sure, he saved quite a few number of lives going down there.
I'm glad, but that's more of a relief. I had some family and friends down there.
Of course, growing up there, you have family and friends still there.
Yes. I mean, I do miss the island life, but I think I'm doing good work.
Right. Well, I won't keep you. I mean, I see you and your party getting an early start to the morning, it being so early, sun's not even out, but sorry to also catch you off guard with all the pirates news, but, you know, again, just shows how good of a man that our head of the guard is. I sure hope he recovers from all this quickly and we can get back to normalcy soon. You guys can carry on with your days.
Thank you, absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Well, I'm about to get off myself, so quite all right.
I turn around and walk away.
And you all walk away.
He must have had some sort of a... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think he must have had an ulterior motive to go down there.
Probably. We probably should have asked him.
Go ahead.
It's hard when we're not sitting next to each other. We can't know when someone's about to talk.
Yeah.
We probably should have asked him what his injury was, since he mentioned it. Sounds like he might know.
I didn't want us to look suspicious again. And if when Roth went down there, it was before we cast those spells. I don't know. I feel like his motives would have been different.
Also,
we should probably try to head there sooner rather than later, Eris.
Yeah. If there was an issue, I want to know if my family and friends were okay, if they weren't part of the casualties.
Those guards were supposed to be named Ricky and Jeremiah. I gave a guy 5 gold for information that I didn't even get. Some bitch.
What makes you feel any better? Your DM made the names Ricky and Jeremiah up on the spot and forgot what they were.
That's kind of what I figured.
So yeah, sorry about that. Sorry that you're lost to 5 gold.
Oh well.
I remembered that I told you that there were 2 guards that weren't the A squad, and I could not remember their names. But if I could go back, turn back time, one of those names would be Ricky, the guy you talked to.
Well, they didn't give us a quest, so they're not important.
Exactly.
All right. So what's this town look like? It's cool.
Has it changed what it looks like now that we're in this second district?
So as you crest through the gates, the part of Eden that you were in before was nice, but definitely a poor end of the city. Things weren't as clean. Things weren't as pristine always. You could definitely tell that the buildings used to be nice and proper. But just since there's just less upkeep to that district of town, as you're in this one, the buildings look generally the same. They're made of the same nice brick. They just seem to be a lot cleaner, a lot better of kept. It is still nightfall. They have in this district a lot more street lamps that light your paths to be a lot more vibrant. There is a lot more floral. You have trees that are in abundance in this part of the city. Even though you are in a stoned walled city, they try to make it as lively as possible with foliage and things to not be so dreary in this part of town. But we are at a half hour, and with this recording on the internet, I don't want to lose anything. So I'm going to pause it. We'll take a break and be right back. All right. Whew. It looks like it's working. Cool. We are just still testing this, and hopefully we don't miss anything. You all are in a different order now on my screen, which is going to get used to, but that's fine. So you are in the second up district of Eden. Like I said, it is a lot nicer of an area. There is just nice cobblestone roads. They aren't missing bricks anywhere like the first district. You have very pristine buildings stacked next to each other, kind of almost in rows. It almost kind of looks like a suburb-ish area that you've walked yourself into. But the road continues straight, and it looks like it heads all the way towards the center of town. I'm not sure which direction you guys are planning on going, though.
Is there any signs for cool shops?
There are a couple of signs, I guess, right when you walk in, where it points to different districts. And if you're looking for shops, one sign pokes out in particular that says Rebirth Plaza Market District.
Ooh.
And what time would we know that shops normally open at now? Is it like 6 a.m. or?
Normally, in most cities, shops are about a 9 to 9 business.
Okay.
What do we do? What do you guys want to do for 5 hours?
Is there an arcade? An axe throwing bar? Is there an axe throwing tavern?
There are some 24-hour places, obviously, like taverns and inns and things like that, that have, you can assume to be games or challenges, things like that. Most people play card games in them. Some play games of chance, things like that in them. I mean, I guess you could find if you like.
I also would consider possibly, I don't know, kind of scouting around the area for information, trying to figure out if we could find anything out more about this accident that happened, or I don't know, this has been Roth's point of business for so long. If we could scout out like the main Is there a castle in the middle of this? Is that how this works?
So the city keeps going inward from where you guys are at. There is, from what you can see, there is a hit, like the general town has a slight upward slope to it going towards the center of it. It seemed to have leveled out in the second district a little bit. But you can definitely tell from, especially even the outside point of view of the city, before you even got into the walls, there was a more or less quote unquote castle, in the highest point of the city.
Yeah. Okay. What do you all think?
Is there like a newsstand that we could probably find?
You know that there normally are, you know, town criers that go around, not normally this early since people are still sleeping. They don't go around shouting things this early in the morning. Newsstand wise, probably more or less would be in center squares.
Do you guys want to head to the center square? Maybe there's like a bulletin or something we can see. And then maybe you can just play some games or something to kill time.
Sounds good to me. Would like the market square have that stuff?
Yes. Normally, 9 times out of 10, the market districts are normally the center of town to have the most commerce there. So that would probably be your best starting place to look for anything like that.
Perfect.
So you guys are going to head to Rebirth Plaza in the market district.
We'll do that.
That's where I would like to go.
Yes.
I want to pick a flower.
So, okay. You get a nice orange flower.
Dope.
Off of a pot that's in front of somebody's house.
Now I feel bad. I put it back.
There are a couple of people out and about this early. It's not dead out. But they are very, either you can tell a lot of people are still groggy. They've just woken up for whatever morning job they have to get to. Some people are going home from their jobs, and their night shift, whatever they're doing. But there are people that are walking about. It's not a ghost town. There's not a tumbleweed that passes by you guys. You eventually make it to the market district and the Rebirth Plaza. You see a lot of shops around the area that you can see just there. You see basically their signs on all of these shops. They have taverns, there are blacksmiths, there is a big shop on it that says Octavius's Magic. There are plenty of stores that are in this center town that you've definitely made it to the market district, so to speak. There is a giant stage almost that is in the center of this district. It looks to be being taken apart. You can see a lot of the wood that was used for the stage is burnt and destroyed almost, splintered, broken in half. In the blacksmith's building that was almost right behind where the stage was set up, you see a giant hole in the blacksmith's building. Not hole as in like you can go just walk right through the hole, but there is wood boarded up inside of this hole on the front of this shop that definitely doesn't look like it was a style choice by the blacksmith, to say the least. It just looked like that something has happened in this square recently on that stage. What is unknown, but something has happened.
Can I get closer and look through it and try to figure out what type of damage it is, but beyond fire damage?
On the stage or in the blacksmith's thing?
The stage.
Okay. Go ahead and roll investigation.
Dirty 20.
Okay. As you go about and look at this stage that is half being torn apart, half looking like it was blown apart, you get the sense that there was something magical here that has caused this damage. It doesn't look like, you know, a fire pit was kicked over and it just caught on fire. It looks like there is this small residue of arcaneness that is on there. And if you would want to look into that further, I would need an arcana check.
She would attempt to do that. Ooh, natural one.
Oof. So you wipe this residue that off onto your finger, and it starts to kind of burn on your finger. To which point you quickly grab your cloak and wipe it off. It's definitely magical. What witch being, you have no idea, but definitely something magic happened here.
I would convey that info to the rest of them.
The second she does tell me.
There are a couple of people walking around the center plaza. As you get close, they kind of are just kind of looking at you. They're not like, oh my God, what are you doing? But just kind of like, oh, yep. More curious people about this. Sure.
Yeah, the second she tells me of magical, I just want to try divine sense.
Okay. Nothing celestial, fiend, or undead about anything around this area.
Cool. Just making sure. The second I do that, just a little blank, no shiver, I'm just like, don't worry guys, no evil happened here. And then I want to like put my fists on my hips like I actually did something, but I didn't do anything really.
Are any of the people who are looking at me nearby, or are they all like a good distance away?
I mean, there's some that are within maybe 10 to 15 feet of you. They're just kind of walking and going about their business. Just the fact that someone walked up to where this thing happened, they're just kind of like, oh yeah, curious people. They want to check it out. Sure. Not like, oh my God, what is this girl doing? But just kind of looking and just kind of going about their day. But there are semi close to you.
If one of them would be in like normal speaking voice distance.
Yeah.
I would, Nadia would turn and say, oh, excuse me, do you know what happened here?
Huh? What? Well, of course, I know what happened here. There was an explosion here. Where have you been, under a rock?
I'm afraid I haven't been in the city.
Oh, would definitely explain it. Well, dearie,
this lady, I don't know if you can tell by my old woman voice, is an old lady. looks to be in her about 60s, 70s. Gray hair, kind of hunched back, just wearing these nice red clothing. Carrying just a small basket of fruit and vegetables.
Well, I see. Well, with you not being in the city, it seems you've missed everything that's happened. If I could catch up to speed just a little bit. Our head of the guard, Roth, was giving a speech on... criminals. A person that is semi-walking close doesn't stop or anything, just kind of glances over to you and the old woman, and no, he's talking about cripples. Keeps walking. Another person overhearing this is, what? No, he wasn't talking about cripples. He was talking about the weather.
Another person chimes in. Yeah, he was talking about the weather. I specifically remember him talking about rain. There was rain in our forecast. I'm almost sure of it. There was just so much going on, and with everything happening, I can't quite remember what he was talking about. Now that you mention it, I do remember him specifically talking about rain. Yes, that does ring a bell. He was talking about rain when something started to glow on his chest, a very greenish glow. There was a giant flash that shot him through our dear blacksmith's shop right there, as you can see. Harold still hasn't been able to fix the hole on his shop, but we're working on it. Hopefully it didn't hurt our head of the guard too much. I only saw him for a second, but it did seem that he had some burn scarring on his all over his face. It almost looked kind of scaly, I guess. And then another person passing is like, "Oh, well, yeah, when you're hurt by magic will definitely do that to you." Well, I just hope he's okay. He's done a lot for this city in the past year or two, so we need him back and healthy.
And you mentioned, besides talking about the forecast, him mentioning some enemies.
I think I might have been mistaken. I don't think he mentioned any enemies or anything like that. I just, you know, with everything that happened and with that day, I guess I kind of got a little fluttered and confused. But now that I, you know, have heard it and think about it more, I think it was just a daily update. And the biggest concern of the day was rain in the forecast. It hasn't rained yet, but if Roth thinks it was a thing to mention about the weather, then it must be a big storm a-coming.
I'm sure that must have been quite a shaking event to witness.
Oh, yes. The explosion flash was brighter than anything I'd ever seen, and the kickback that shot him through the blacksmith's wall had to have hurt him, but he got up nonetheless and didn't need or want any help. He only took certain guards' help, and they helped him to get some care. I don't know why he thought he needed to leave the city for some care, but guess he knows best. He's been the one traveling. I've been in Aiden most of my life.
Well, thank you for bringing me up to speed. What was your name?
Oh, Cynthia.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Sure, dear. Well, stay safe in our city, and don't go getting into any magical explosions. Not that they are prone to happen in the city, but, you know, never be too careful. I never thought we'd see one, but I would have been wrong.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too.
And I will part ways and join back with the group. Did you all overhear that?
Yeah, do you think he was talking about us rain or actual rain?
Oh. Yes.
He was definitely talking about us, but I don't think the common man remembers that.
Well, if he does remember us, he's probably going to be pissed.
Well, he doesn't have that extra power on his chest anymore, though. Should just be a man now.
I guess we'll find out. Hopefully. I'd like to find out.
I look for a bulletin board.
There is one that's in the center of town. It looks to be partially blown in half. Ooh. As it sits close to the stage. What are you looking for on it?
Just any news updates or any, like, Anything interesting, side questy?
There is a few things on there, a lot of which look to be recently posted. Seeing as how half of the board got blown away, looks like they have been posting still stuff on there, but only on this side of it. The biggest poster on there speaks of what happened in the town square recently. The explosion, it mentions Roth being in an accident, but being completely fine and was able to shake off the encounter. Seems very just trying to brighten the spirits of people, not being like, oh, he's hurt bad. You know, they just kind of they downplay it a lot on it. There are a couple of bulletins, one of which says that there is a big commotion in the north towards the criminal city of Thernbitter. Not sure what, they don't really speak of anything. They just heard a lot of commotion up there, according to reports. Let's see. Oops. Yes. Other than that, nothing super piques your guys' interest. There is a small bulletin of rumors of a walking house that has been seen in the what's that? Give me one second. A walking house that has been seen in the forests of the Hilmar Grove. It just mentions that if you are to see a walking house, and every time it says walking house, it puts it in quotation marks to steer clear of it. Other than that, it just seems pretty mundane of just town updates. You can guess with everything kind of going on in the recent days in the city, the outside city news has kind of been put on a back burner.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't on this side before it got ripped in half, probably just hasn't been updated again yet.
Okay. I go back to the group and I'm like, yeah, it's just it just has information on what happened. Also, there's a walking house at the Gilmar Grove in the forest. I think that's interesting. But yeah, basically what Nadia told us, just a recap.
Huh.
Where is that grove? Oh, that's way over there.
It's maybe on the bottom left half of the...
Maybe we can check that out if we go to Turtle Island.
Yes,
for you.
So what do you guys think? Do we have our bearings?
I am going to wait for these shops to open. And then I sit down somewhere and start my internal clock egg timer for when the shops open. You can grab me if you want.
Is anybody else trying to do anything?
I might take a stroll. I'll meet you all back here in an hour or two when everything starts to open. And Nadia would kind of go off on her own.
Okay.
And just kind of try to just eavesdrop on people's conversations. Try to read lips and overhear things just to get any more information about the city or anything else of interest, I guess.
Okay.
I look at Riku and I'm like, do you want to go hit a bar and play some games or something?
Awesome. My mic has been muted the whole time. I was wondering why nobody's saying
anything. What have you been saying, man?
Nothing. It's cool. No, I'm just going to sit with Ishii and I will kneel down and meditate.
Okay. So we will do Eris if you wanted to go somewhere.
No, I'll go pop down on a bench.
Okay.
Sitting buddies.
Okay. So Nadia, you take a stroll around. Go ahead and give me a perception roll.
Alrighty. Ooh. Eight.
Okay. So you are walking around the city, just kind of taking a loop around, listening to people waking up. You can hear some voices coming from inside houses of just kind of like, Gerald, food's ready, get your butt down here. Things like that. There are a couple of people walking about, sharing in conversation, some of which are just talking about things simply like, oh, do you got any big plans today? Oh, you know, same old, getting back to the grind of work. City's trying to get back to being normal, blah, 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 blah. One that catches your eye or ear, I guess, is someone just mentions, have you seen that suspicious fellow in the park? He doesn't talk at all, but I've never seen him leave there. I know he's not a statue or anything, but it's just odd. How does someone stay in the same spot for so long? Other than that little blurb of something, nothing really catches your eye while walking around. Even that, it doesn't really seem that. I gotta go check it out. Suspicious.
All right. And then I would also, after I did that for a bit, on my way back, would just keep an eye out for any places of interest, businesses or taverns or whatnot.
Gotcha.
And then when it got close to 9 o'clock, I would head back to the square.
Okay. So you'll head back to your boys, just chilling there, relaxing. 9 o'clock hits and there is a quote unquote town crier-esque person there, who is ringing a bell inside the center of the square, who shouts that shops are now open for business.
All right. His bell dings, that. And then my inner bell dings, and I get up.
Yes.
Well, where did you all want to go to?
I would like to go to an elven shop of some kind. Fancy stuff.
An elven shop? An elven weapon shop?
Yes.
I see.
Fancy weapon shop.
So you see the blacksmith's building that was, has the hole in it. It looks to be a relatively nice establishment. That could be a first place to check to see if anything. I mean, weapons-wise, you are in the market district of the capital city. So, I mean, they're bound to have some nice weapons if you wanted to check that one out. Or you can go looking for another one, but that's the only one that's in the center square.
All right. I will check there.
Okay.
See if they have any cool bows.
Okay, so you're looking for a flesher.
Yes. I guess that's the proper term.
Yes. So then not the blacksmiths, then.
Damn.
He more deals with iron weapons and things of that nature, but a fletcher you can find pretty close by as you kind of walk around. Did you just want a bow? We can just sim through that. We don't have to take your time.
Bow. Aeris, you should get a magic bow. Not Aeris, fuck.
Ishii. That's you.
Say my name. I don't need a magic bow, nor do I have the money for it.
Or a vicious bow.
So if you want, you can just mark off the bow costs from your little inventory, whatever kind of bow you're getting.
Will do.
Simple enough. You walk in, find a bow, walk out. We don't have to to rigmarole 20 minutes into that.
Sounds good to me.
Was anybody else looking for anything specific in the square?
I would like to check out a magic shop.
So Octavius is.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm just sightseeing.
Are you going in with him, or are you going to chill, just look around outside?
Go with him, and then just enjoy the view on the destination to these places.
Okay. So you go to this place that is relatively big. It takes up almost what appears to be the size of two storefronts. It has very simple and plain writing on it that just says Octavius Magic Goods. The building itself is made out of the same brick as everywhere else. It looks almost pretty uniform, although the color of the brick seems to have been tinted a darker of shades. So you head in and open the door, and there is a small bell that dings when someone enters, the classic bells of shops. You head inside, and the interior of the store appears a lot darker. The window that is on the outside has been tinted, so not very much light shines through. It is very much a relatively dark and grim looking shop. There is a lot of goods everywhere. There are things glowing. You see potions that are giving off this neon type glow. You see a barrel of swords that you can already see that there are runes on the hilts of these items. There are a lot of clothing wise that also have runes. There is just a smorgasbord of things that would be magical. Staffs, trinkets, gloves, armors, packs, things of that nature. As you kind of are getting your bearings and looking around, a voice comes from behind you. You didn't notice anybody behind you, but they just kind of were there. Even Nadia, with your high passive perception, they kind of seem to have snuck by you.
I spin around, hand on sword.
Why, hello. Welcome to my shop. What brings all of you in today? No need for all of the weapons and hostility. I'm here to serve.
A thousand apologies.
No, it's quite all right. I understand that in my shop, people become on edge a lot of the time. Magic will do that to you.
So will people directly behind me.
Wow. All thanks to my magical gear.
He kind of flutters his feet, and you can see boots of elvenkind are on him. He also has a cloak around him that matches the same aesthetic as the boots. It is the cloak of elvenkind. This man is bald, except on the sides. He's just bald on the top. It is small, very, very fine, thin gray hair that's on the sides. Not a lot. Very squinty of a person. I mean, with how dark it is in here, you guys can see even Ishii. I mean, you don't need dark vision to see in here, but it is just very low light. But very small man. He is maybe about coming up to Ishii's chest. He's not tall at all. And even more so, even if he was tall, he is like also hunched over, which makes him even shorter. But just kind of looking at you all with a nice smile, but also there's just like a hint of creepiness to it.
Does he appear human?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Octavius?
I am indeed. How can Octavius serve this adventuring party that's made their way inside my shop?
Well, Riku, what were you looking for?
I have just plenty of goods. Stock up
more on paper bombs and to see if we could get any of those jugs that have, I don't want to say unlimited water, but a large amount of water in them.
So you're looking for some magical paper to explode on your enemies, I see. Well, I definitely have some of those in my shop. No doubt, no doubt. How many were you looking for?
This guy's scary.
What did he ask? How many I'm looking for?
How many are you looking for? Well, and he kind of walks through you guys, not around, goes to behind his desks and starts fluttering through a couple of papers. Well, it seems that right now I have about a dozen made, but if you are looking for even more than that, I would definitely be inclined to make some more for you quickly.
No. That will do. I will take... Math, come back to me. Yes, come back to me.
Okay.
Well, you think about that.
It's in the corner of your gold.
Okay.
On the simpler side of things, I'm looking for some charcoal, incense, and herbs, things to components to cast spells.
So you're just looking for some magical supplies. That's easy enough. I have plenty of magic components. What exactly are these spells you are casting them for?
Find familiar.
Okay.
And I will poof, and I'll pop my tarantula on my shoulder.
I see. Well, that is a very nice and beautiful looking spider. I approve of your familiar. In order to purchase enough charcoal, incense, and herbs to summon your familiar back, or if you're looking to change them, would be 10 gold pieces.
All right. I was also curious if you had any sort of tomes or items related to influence or persuasion, perhaps the tome of leadership and an influence.
Sorry, sounds what are you like looking you've for?
Done your homework.
The Tome of Leadership and Influence.
So you're looking for the book that raises your charisma, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Or the Uncommon Glamour Weave.
Cute.
Cute.
Any sort of arcane items related to charisma, essentially.
Right. I will say that him being in this district, he would have any magical items that you're looking for, or would procure them. But price of which I am not entirely sure of, because I don't know how rare they are, and I don't want to break our game by just giving you something for gold.
The Tome of Leadership and Influence is very rare.
Yeah, and I already see that on this items, magical saint item price list that I have, tomes and manuals normally wouldn't be priced or sold.
Interesting. You got any normal books?
What kind of normal books do you speak of?
Like how?
Like Dr. Seuss.
Well, I mean, this is my favorite book, but something that helps a barbarian like hone their skills. Or just so a book of, about barbarians.
So out of game, what are you trying to get here?
Well, I know what like the totem path I want to take, but Ishii doesn't know that. He's just some dumb boy. He doesn't know anything.
Right.
So I need to know how to harness that power to actually obtain it.
Okay. Okay. All right, we're back in. Well, I do know that there's been adventurers a time or two that have looked within themselves to summon and take form of different beasts and use their rage, use their fighting abilities to their advantage. I may.
What do I look like to you?
Animal-wise, you mean?
Yes.
Not really quite my style to judge characters, only to judge their wallets.
I mean, a decent wallet.
Normally, bears hold the best wallets, if that's what you're after.
Oh. Sounds good to me. Got any bear stuff here?
Bear stuff you got? I have a couple of bear claws, not the donut kind.
Oh. Do you have what kind of claw are we talking about? Are we talking about like a whole hand or?
No, just the nail, I'm afraid. The claws don't really, the whole hand doesn't really pose that much of a profit. But
right.
Claws and teeth normally are sufficient enough when trying to channel an animal's essence into one's body.
I'll take one of those claws. How much?
Well, a bear claw, like I said, is for adventurers with the heftier of wallets. So 10 gold for a claw.
That is pretty steep. I hand him 10 gold.
Okay, and you get one bear claw, not a donut.
Hell yeah.
Sam, what was the other item that you were looking for?
Uncommon glamour weave.
I don't know what the hell that is. is that in the Dungeon Master's Guide?
The source says ERLW. So whatever that is abbreviated from. It is a published thing, but it's not from the Player's Handbook or anything like that.
Gotcha. That's why I'm not seeing it in there.
It is clothing. It's
Ebron's Rising of the Last War. So it's in a specific settings book.
Yes.
Gotcha. And yes. It is uncommon. So let me.
It is an uncommon wondrous item. It can be any type of clothing that can be imbued with this. And when you are wearing that clothing and you make a performance or persuasion check, you can roll a d4 and add it to the roll once per
dawn. I see.
Once per dawn.
I see. All right. Well, let me be the nice DM and say we have it. And we're back. Well, I found your friend's bear claw, so it's only fitting that he's not the only one that goes away with something he needed. As for your tomes that you look for, I don't really generally stock them to be sold to adventurers. Most adventurers that find them don't bring them in to be sold. They use them on their own. That being said, I do have a few tomes that were brought in, but they have been used. Not sure if you're aware of the tome's time limits, but I've been holding on to some of these books for some time. They can't be used now, but if you were to hold on to them until they are able to be used again, they would help you. But looks like my most recent one that will be turning its time to be used again still has another 20 years to go.
Oof. I'm afraid that might not be as soon as I'd like to take advantage of the benefits.
Right. Well, if you change your mind, it is only a 2,000 gold purchase. As for your glamour weave, I do have a trinket here that I believe had the same properties as such. It was a bracer that was brought to me with that property. For a bracer of that, and with that, I would price it at about 500 gold if you want it.
500 gold, you say?
What is the price that you see to be able to talk to people better,
Would you take... If I were to get 20 gold worth of my spellcasting materials, would you take 20 gold off of the price of the glamourware?
Oh, we have a haggler, don't we?
Let's see. What's a good sale without a bargain?
Let's see how persuasive you are without the item. You roll persuasion.
Okay.
Got it.
16.
Nice.
Well, I haven't seen any of you before in here, and I would hate to make you one-time customers by not being so inclined to help all of you. How about this? Get your friend in the corner counting gold over there to buy at least 5 of my paper bombs, and your glamour weave will only be 400 gold.
What a coincidence. I dropped down 250 gold.
Boom!
I'll take 5.
Well then, it looks like all of us are satisfied customers.
We sure are.
I was going to get.
Nice. Solid.
And so I guess I'll drop 420.
Blaze it.
To get 20 golds worth of my spellcasting materials and the bracers.
Yes, with glamour weave enchantment on them. So you get that. Kelly gets his claw. Riku gets his, I don't know why I called Kelly Kelly and not Ishii when I called Riku Riku. You all get what you've been asking for. Eris, you've been looking around this shop. Anything catches your eye?
No, not really. Not
that I've described anything, but is there anything magical that you would so likely be inclined to try to procure?
What is magical is my 7 gold.
Oh.
Oh, Eris.
Why are you broke?
Because I bought my new sword.
He did buy a sword. So,
and he always loses all of his stuff.
He always loses all his stuff. Anything else that you guys want to do?
Yay!
I got what I needed.
Okay.
I will fashion that onto my necklace.
With your feather?
You're damn right.
Okay.
I guess I'll turn to Octavius.
Yes.
Is there any other items you're particularly fond of or keen to share with an adventuring party that you think would be of interest? Out of curiosity.
Well, there's always plenty of magical items that I am trying to sell to adventuring parties. Seeing as how 500 gold you had to haggle over some of my more expensive goods might not be the best things to mention right now.
Just because we haggled over something doesn't mean we don't have the money.
You're very right. Well, if that is the case, then adventuring parties are always better with more protection. And what better protection than the Ring of Protection? All it would do would make you a little harder to hit. Out of game, it's a plus one. To buy those rings, however, they are 3,500 gold apiece.
Who wants it?
You mentioned a jug filled with water that is unending. Right. Now, the endless decanter seems to be a little out of it, being so rare and so uncommonly placed. In fact, I don't have one main, but I do have this jug of alchemy, if that would be of interest. Can create only a certain amount a day, but it is unending of its liquid. For that, it's 6,000 gold still.
Balls.
Magic items are a little expensive just to buy.
What are platinum again?
Platinum 100.
100 gold pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Why do you have platinum?
In our group money.
Ah.
After I put this one bear claw on my necklace, I realize that it is now uneven, and I pull out 10 more gold. Give me another one of those bear claws. I look weird.
Well, who am I to go against the purchasing customer? Here you go. Another bear claw.
Thank you, sir. And I put it on the necklace, so now there's a bear claw on each side of the feather.
Right.
So I look cool.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, if there's any magical items that you are interested in, just let me know, whether it be enchanted weapons that I have plenty of, or clothing. Ooh. But you need to ask so I can see where your interests lie.
Just out of curiosity, do you have any magic shields?
Magic shields.
Somewhere too.
Well, are you just looking for an enchanted shield? Are you looking for me to enchant the shield that you currently have? Because, if I'm being honest, I don't have any paladin shields available.
Well, I'm probably not going to get it today, but maybe something to think about along the lines. What can you do? Or what can I get?
Well, if you ever want your shield to be better, I would definitely put some enchantment on it. But here I was thinking that members of the Order didn't like the arcane arts of magic.
That's a little weird because, I mean, I use magic every day, so why wouldn't I use magic weapons? But
yes. Well, they more seem to be prone to their celestial magic and not the arcane magic that come from their gods rather than made by man.
I mean, wasn't a sword made by man?
Oh yeah, it was.
Armors, shields, I mean, that really doesn't make sense to me.
But who am I to say? What do you mean?
Hey, God created all things in those 2 days, okay?
2 days.
So basically, Eris, what I'm saying is, like, you get your magic from a god.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Which is how you cast your spells and everything. Mm-hmm. Sorcerers or things get their magic from, like, within or from, like, nature and kind of forming that. It's just a different kind of magic. Not that it doesn't do the same exact thing, but it just comes from a different place. So he was more or less just saying that most of the Paladin Order and people that are in Paladin Orders tend to shun the arcane arts of magic and more rely on their gods' magic.
Well, I'd like to just get the upper hand in this world to do as much good as I can. So, I mean, I don't see any harm in getting arcane weapons.
Ah, so you seem to be a paladin that has a level head about them and doesn't get bogged down in the details. I like you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. How much would it?
I'm sure if we have any other arcane needs, we'll be heading back this way.
Octavius is always here for adventurers. Return customers are always good for business, so I am always good to return adventurers.
All right, fist pump. I fist pump the person. Octavius.
The person.
He hesitates with sticking out his hand and just kind of like does a little but doesn't reach yours and just kind of turns and starts to walk away.
Got it's him. the effort counts.
Fucking got him.
6 feet apart.
6 feet apart.
I join my companions and walk out the door, I guess. Unless you're not walking out, but if you are, then I do that.
I'm with you.
All right, we only have a little bit longer. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to do? What was the next plan step?
My next step was that we would probably head towards Humwick and get Eris's stuff.
And find
check out,
that.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's brother.
Yeah, his brother sounds like he might be Humwick.
God damn it.
Hey-o.
Oh, my God.
And didn't Roth also head north?
He sure did.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We just want to find him, not that we're doing anything bad. We just want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. You know, we're not like screaming this, I didn't think.
Since there's a guy near us.
I thought we had walked out.
You guys already walked out. I mean, there are people. Out? Yeah, you guys walked out. There are people that are walking in the town square. Since it is shop hours now, they seem to be more than what was, you know, there a couple of hours ago. But you know, you don't have to be so like, oh, since there's a guy there, no one's directly by you. Everybody's keeping their 6 feet apart distance from you.
Can we walk past a pastry shop or like a banker stand or something like that?
If you like to, sure.
I want to go in and buy like 4 donut-esque things for me and my companions for breakfast because I don't think we had breakfast.
I described you eating breakfast when you guys woke up. Never mind. That's fine.
I didn't remember that.
It was
like 4 a.m. It's been a while since then.
Yeah, you guys can have a little snack. So right. that's completely fine. So you buy some actual bear claw donuts for people.
You guys get
bear claws to celebrate Ishii's bear claws.
Yes.
With bear claws.
Oh, and just so we are all know what I got. I got a longbow and I got 40 arrows and a quiver while I was at the place.
Cool.
Nice.
So when I'm nice. Like, when I'm like, I pull out an arrow and you're like, did you buy arrows?
I did. I did. Not just like the, oh yeah, of course I did. Cough, cough.
Yes.
Is there a bow of like infinite arrows where you don't even need to buy arrows?
Not in the Dungeon Master's Guide, but I'm sure on Homebrew there is. There is on Minecraft.
There is in Minecraft. I got one today.
That's where I got the idea.
So, are you guys? Were you guys wanting to head out of the town right away?
Out of that Eden? Was my plan.
Yeah.
I think it would be best.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Homebrew.
Yeah.
Okay. So then to end us on this note, since it is about to be the time where we gotta bail, this is still in game. So you guys leave the city, get a good distance away before nightfall happens. It takes a couple of days in order to get to Humwick. From Eden to Humwick, it's about a 3-day journey. On the so at the end of day one, you guys take a rest, make camp. Nothing happens. I'm just gonna sim that to where nothing happens. On the second day, leaving Eden on the way to Humwick, you see a big group heading towards you, coming down the king's path the opposite way, like heading towards Eden. As you get closer and closer, go ahead and everybody give me perception rolls. Kelly probably wants to use his luck dice right now since it's almost the end.
That's a good point. I probably should use that.
I got a dirty 20.
22. Okay.
22. 9.
Come on, Eris.
Someone had to lowball. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So, everyone but Eris. As you all are walking and seeing this big group coming, they have horses, they have caravans, things of that nature.
Oh,
you start to kind of walk over to the side of the road, still on the road, but definitely like they're obviously the bigger of parties. So you're like, we're going to give them the majority of the road to walk through. And they're good 200-300 feet away from you still. And you're just kind of squinting. From your estimation on looking at the numbers, probably somewhere in the thousands of people.
Hot damn.
Maybe about 1,000, 2,000.
Let's fight them all.
As you try to get a good glimpse of them, to Ishii and Riku, they will recognize that one of the people in the front of the group is a man with a bunch of bandages wrapped around his head.
Oh.
Hey, it's Crush.
It is who you recognize as Nadia. As you peer through the crowds, you notice also a person sitting next to this guy with bandages that you have no idea who the guy with bandages is.
No.
But all three of you will recognize the person sitting next to him, that of which being a dark elf with purple skin and white hair, sitting on a horse right next to him, that being Lindsay.
Lindsay!
And we will pick back up next week with that.
Nadia hasn't seen Lindsay since the friggin' game.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Lindsay hasn't seen you ever.
Yikes. You know what? Shut your face, Ishi.
So, can't sleep with her hopefully anymore. We will pick back up that next week. Oh, all right. We will pick back up with that next week. And if there is anything else that you all want to say before we bounce out of here, I appreciate everybody for listening. You guys have anything?
Thank you.
All right, so without further ado, this has been Beyond First Level. I'm sure they're going to try to do a synchronized bye, but since they can't see each other's lips and faces while they're doing this, it probably won't end well. So go ahead, give it a shot.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.